Unit 6. Squiggly careers and the end of the traditional path.
When we met at university 20 years ago, we were made for unlikely friends. I'm an extrovert who gets involved in everything and will talk to anyone.
And I'm an introverted ideas person who finds extroverts energizing but a bit intimidating.
Despite our differences, we both had the ambition to climb the ladder and have a successful career.
We were motivated by how far and how fast we could progress, and we thought that our route to the top would look something a bit like a ladder, headed straight up. And in those first few years of work, we were all about promotions and pay rises. On the surface, everything seemed to be on track. But we started to get the sense that the ladder might actually be holding us back. The obvious next step wasn't always the most appealing, and we were both excited about exploring opportunities that weren't necessarily based on what we'd done before. It wasn't what we'd anticipated, but our careers had started to look and feel much more like a vine growing on the side of a building. Squiggly.
A squiggly career is both full of uncertainty and full of possibility. Change is happening all of the time. Some of it is within our control, and some of it is not. Success isn't one size fits all. Our squiggles are as individual as we are. And for me, that has meant a career where I've moved from working on foldable credit cards in one company, they didn't catch on, to building and launching a loyalty app for another. And that one is still going.
And I've moved from making magazines to working on food waste, from a 5 to a 4 day week, so I could spend more time on personal projects and volunteering. I've already had more jobs and worked in more organizations than my dad, and he's been working for twice as long as I have. And I'm the rule, not the exception.
When we started to share the idea of squiggly careers with people, we were surprised by how much it stuck. It seemed to give people something that perhaps they didn't even know that they needed, a way of describing both their experiences and their aspirations. Someone even told us that they took our book, which has a big squiggle on the front of it, into a job interview as a way of describing their career so far. But we underestimated one big problem. The legacy of the ladder is all around us. It's in the companies that we work in and the conversations that we have. It's the uncomfortable question of how we reward and motivate people who do a great job but don't want to be promoted. And it's the unfairness of our learning being unlocked by the level that we reach in an organization.
Career ladders were created as a way to manage and motivate a whole new generation of workers in the early 1900s. And that world of conformity and control from over 100 years ago is unrecognizable today, especially when we consider only 6% of people in the UK now work 9 to 5. We can all expect to have 5 different types of careers, significantly more than previous generations. And the World Economic Forum estimates that 50% of the skills that we have right now won't be relevant by 2030.
Ladders are limiting. They limit learning and they limit opportunity. And if organizations don't lose the ladder, they will lose their people. The people who are always adapting, who never stop learning, and who are open to the opportunities that come their way. 2020 disrupted the way that all of us work, and none of us know what will happen next. But one thing we can be confident about is that the ladder is an outdated concept of career development.
Losing the ladder starts with redefining our relationship with learning at work. We all now have the chance to curate our own curriculums, and we can be really creative about what that looks like, whether it's the TED Talks that you're watching, the books and blogs you're reading, the podcasts you're listening to. Your learning is personal to you. And the good news is your development is no longer dependent on other people.
Our learning can't be limited by the level we reach in an organization, or only available to the fortunate few. No one has a monopoly on wisdom. In squiggly careers, Everybody is a learner and everybody is a teacher.
In squiggly careers, we also need to change our perspective on progression. If this progression purely means promotion, we miss out on so many of the opportunities that are all around us. We need to stop asking only, what job comes next? And start asking, what career possibilities am I curious about?
Exploring our career possibilities increases our resilience. It gives us more options and you create more connections. We can all start exploring our career possibilities. It might be an ambitious or intimidating possibility that you don't feel ready for yet. Or perhaps it's a pivot that feels interesting, but just a little bit out of reach. Or maybe it's a dream that you've discounted. The most important thing is that you give yourself the permission to explore.